Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
In this great big vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman. I am your host for Purpose Talk Radio. And it is November 17th, 2017. We've had some changes in our programming today, if you have not noticed. We had a original topic on Seeing Through Different Eyes. And we've had some work scheduled by one of two guests, and the second guest would like to do it with that person. So I think it'll be more fun for you to have both of them on, as they're both a hoot. And so we're doing that December 15th instead. And hopefully there's no work engagements that day so that we can all be part of the show together. And so, instead, in recognition of Thanksgiving in the United States, and for many, the official beginning of the holiday season, instead we are going to do a topic of taking time to be the others want me. You know, we go out, we shop, we do things for other people. At this time of the year, it's, you know, all of what they want to do versus sometimes what we want to do. And so that's kind of where the topic comes from today. So before we get fully into that topic, though, I would like to let you know that Purpose Talk Radio does attempt to air most Fridays. We've had a few weeks where we're off and doing some other things, and after 5 years, you know, it's become more of a, if we really have a topic we want to talk about, let's do the show. We kind of want to just get out here and talk. Community and the topics is the being that goes along with being a part of Purpose Talk Radio. And that's why we continue every week to do this show. So the show is brought to you by True Visions Travel. Get into those needing individualized accommodations. Looking at a couple of different events and trips now. See how those flush out. Yeah. The song that you heard at the beginning is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. The vocal on that is Jillian Clark. The other writers on that involve Rachel Grace and myself. Again, that song was part of the show long before I became the host. So that's been fun to be able to keep that topic that message of us all being who we are going through the show every week. So speaking of that, Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you with topics related to being who you are, being and serving your purpose, whatever that might mean. For some people, it's a lot more in-depth than others. It could be someone that's a corporate sponsor, officer, whatever. And that just is what you do and who you are. You know, CEO, CFO of a Fortune $1 billion company. You know, we don't have Fortune 500 anymore as the sky. But we have Fortune billions now. Or, you know what? You could be someone who is cutting grass by feeling. Whatever purpose means to you, that's who we have and what we have as the topics for this show. I invite anyone who would like to, or part of it, to get a hold of me at purposetalkradio.com. Actually, the email would be Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at purposetalkradio.com, P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. If you have products or services you'd like to share with our listeners that involve living your purpose, I'd love to talk to you about that as well. You can send an email. If you are on the website for the show, hopefully this will open for you. I'd like to let you know the several ways you can participate in the show. The first would be if you are on it and you want to join us on Skype, you can do that. There's a button next to the phone number for the Skype. You can join us by calling in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And then press the number 1 so that I know you do want to talk. Otherwise, I presume you're listening today. And that's what I say sorry to. Every week our audience changes. Every week we have different topics. And some weeks, I don't know what we're going to do until the spirit moves. So that's part of what today was about. I knew I wanted to do something with gratitude and being who we are and all that. Didn't know how that was going to flush out. When we were potentially changing topics, and didn't even decide, honestly, until about 20 minutes ago that we were going to do that. To be sure that we were all on task. So communication is an interesting thing when it works the way you'd like it to. And there are times when it doesn't work the way you want it to. You just have to go with flow. And that's what, I guess, brought this topic to mind for today. Rush of the season. It seems like there are a lot of people pulling at our strings, at our time, at our money, at all kinds of things. And we don't always know what to do about that. So it causes a lot of stress. It plays on our heartstrings that we may not otherwise know. So we have to sometimes reassess who we really are. What are our priorities? What holds us in integrity? What gives us a lot of places out here in the United States at this time of year have the bell ringers and the red kettles out for Salvation Army? And they're at a lot of different locations. And personally, I like to give everybody for what they do, especially providing meals at the holidays for those who might want it and might need it. In fact, this year I am considering, my family usually just thinks, I'm getting one of those meals. Because they invite the community, they don't ask who you are, how much you make, anything. They just open it to the community. Say, here's a way you can have community on the holidays if you don't have the rest of it. Salvation Army community. Oh, I like putting some money in there to help with their stuff. On the other hand, I can't give it every single dollar. I know that. And I know when I see one, and I might pop, it's just a little bit of my heart. oh, if I only spent a dollar, it'll all add up. I think a lot of people do that too. And I just hate walking by those. And then I have to think, now, when I'm being told at that, am I being told at because that's something in my heart, spirit, that I'm supposed to do at this time? Or am I being told because I think I can't afford it? Or what? What is the cause of that pulling? Times that I can put the money in there, I do feel the gratitude. And thank you, God, higher spirit, supreme being, whatever title you want to give us, in your God. Thank you, God, that I can do that. That I have the monetary with all in front of me to do that. That I have the awareness of knowing what Salvation Army is, or any other organization that's out there. You know, Boy Scouts have their wreaths, typically. Girl Scouts, other times of the year, have their cookies. Humane Society has different things and functions for their animals. All that's out there. And all those are amazingly wonderful causes. Where do we draw the line? And how do we determine who we are to just be in those moments? Then we get to the stores. And whether we or not, I have some friends that don't celebrate Halloween for religious reasons. That's great. You know, they still have to go to the grocery store. They still have to go to get toilet paper at the local general store. All those things. And they have to deal with the hustle and bustle and the children saying, I want that gift, I want that toy. To someone trying to find the last sale item in the store because it's not on the shelf for some reason. And the customer says, but you said it was going to be there. They still hear all of that and yet have to maintain in their own spiritual guidance and stay away from that me attitude that some people exhibit at this time of year. So how do we stay from ourselves getting into that meat? We share. We join family and friends. Put our doors to gatherings. We just hang out with people. However, my thought on that is that it is not just, if I don't find some downtime, if I don't take, in this case, if I don't take some me time, I find out that I can't feed. I can't feed the volunteer that I am in so many activities. I can't see the chaplain and hold their needs in mind if I'm thinking about something else. I can't be the good student that I have to be at the end of the semester with two major papers, a presentation, a final exam, all needing to be done by the end of November, and then having one more final exam at the end. Read a book that I want. I can't be successful in those other things. So if you'd like to participate in this conversation, I'd love to have you come on and be a part of it. You know, what are the types of things that you do for yourself that you can pass on to others, that you can be the incredible being? You call in at 347-205-9074, then 347-205-9074. Now, I have, y'all know I have one of my favorite things is being, trying to be positive. And unfortunately, I need to take a drink so that I get away from some of this stuff right now because there's something scratching in my throat. I apologize. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one of my favorite songs here of the positive news song. And that's one of the things we can all do in this season two is to find the positivity. So I'm going to play that for a moment while I get something to drink. And I'll be back with you momentarily.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. A change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Well, thank you for that little pause that I had to do there. Yeah. It just happened. And work with that, as I said earlier today. So why positiveness? Why do I look at that? Why do I look at positive things in general? Because for me, they shift my thinking. They shift my mindset. They give me opportunities to walk away from the pounding of you need to do this, you must do that, you got it, whatever. For me, listening to someone say, you have to think this way, like very political cartoons, commercials, thoughts, whatever that are out there. The various news media puts its own spin on topics and gets us to listen to their angle. And a lot of times the reason we watch or listen to particular news shows is because they are in line with our thought process, right? You know, whoever you are, NBC, CBS, CNN, BNN, people usually listen to those because they are exactly the same line that they're at. You know, occasionally you might flip to something else to get a different angle. You might flip to a different channel because your favorite football team is broadcast there. You might flip to another one because your favorite sitcom is on just before the news, so you might stay watching the other at work. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's okay either way. But a lot of times we pick up particular things because they have the angle that we want to hear and connect with. So for me, yes, I do need the news. Yes, I need to know what's going on in the world. But I also need to find those fun things that make me laugh. Those stories that give me the warm and fuzzies, like I was saying before. You know, I have the Positive News magazine that many of you know about. Online and on Facebook. And so Positive News Media was designed with that theme song so that we could have those positive, warm, and fuzzy things. So that we can have those stories that change our psyche. Anyway, so that's kind of where it is today. You know, what I wanted to say in essence, I don't have a lot to say today. What I wanted to say is that, you know, as we go through these wonderful things, the most important thing we have, the most important thing we can do for ourselves is to take our own time, is to stop. And for most of us, we can't smell the roses anymore, or the gardenias, or cacti. You might have the Christmas cacti blooming now, starting to. Or as they call it. You know, so we need to stop and rest a while. We need to find the other thing, that I haven't, because I haven't really been on this month. You know, there's the Positive Music Association, Posse Music and Arts. And you can go to EmpowerMA.com, and you can download a free positive song, at least one, every day for the rest of the month. At least you'll have another week and a half of positive songs. They have positive messages. They have to lift you up. And there's other positive music goes across all genres. You will hear some rap, hip hop. You'll hear things that are a little more country, storytelling type songs, folk style. It goes across the whole genre, through all genres. And it gives you the chance to listen to uplifting things. You know, I can't wait for the day that Posse Music isn't its own category. That instead it is a category within each of the others. For right now, the Posse Music Festival has its activities in Florida. It moved from the middle of January to February the last couple of years. And so the festival's down there. You can find information about that on that website as well. So those are the things that I do to let myself be. I don't see anybody calling in today, so those people must be at work or doing other things, and that's fine. You know, you can send your friends, family to this link if you think it will empower them, give them some energy for the holidays, or any other time of year, for that matter. And
then there's this link. It's the same link that was the original show. And give them some energy. So we do have a couple of guests coming up in the future here to my studio. On December 1st, we do have a past life reader that will talk about healing your past lives. It'll be on December 1st. And then, as I said, December 15th, we will have our other guests, Catherine Schneider and Dave Hyde, will be on here to talk about seeing through different eyes and what exactly that means. And hopefully we have sighted and blind and visually impaired and people who speak well and people who don't speak well and black, white, red, purple, green people all on to share their experiences in that. You're all welcome, as you are every week. When we broadcast noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. I had to double check to see if UK times changed with those in the United States, because I know in springtime they don't change at the same time. It looks like they did. That was good. We did that last week. And so here we are at this point. Again, if you know someone who would be a guest on this show, please do have them email me at cindy@gradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. And products or services, I'd love to have you share those as well. Next week, I'm not sure what we are going to do. I think I might be on the road, or we may be celebrating our family Thanksgiving. So I may give you some wonderful show on a replay, or I may pre-record something for you. I'm not quite sure what we'll do yet with next week. Like I said, my family does the day after because of schedules and family needing to work on the holidays, etc. And then I do have some of the family members in retail, so they have to work the day after when everybody else is trying to grab onto their time and get them to do what they need. So having said all that, folks, you know, again, we are brought to you by True Visions Travel, full travel agency, catering to those needing individualized accommodations. You can reach them at truevisionstravel.com, TRUEVISIONSTRAVEL.com. The theme song for Purpose Talk Radio is I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity, vocalist being Jillian Clark, the co-writers Jillian, Rachel, Grace, and myself. Oh, the Positive News song also is a True Vision song. You can find True Trinity at TrueTrinity.com. They are on Facebook. You can get a couple of their songs that way. PositiveNewsMedia.org is where the Positive News magazine is. I do a lot more on Facebook, though, at Positive News Media. All right. If you have anything that you'd like to add to this, later today, I will. I just realized that I did not put up the post at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, where we do normally continue the conversation from the show. So I will go over there this afternoon, and I will put that up for you. If you have any further comments or things you want to share of how you stay in your be when others want me, I'd love to have you put your comments in there as well so we can continue this conversation. So, folks, until next week, those that do celebrate Thanksgiving, I wish you a very relaxed, wonderful, gratitude-filled day in which you are time to actually say thank you and be grateful for all that is in your life, as opposed to rushing around and just doing. Take your time. I'd also like you to share over there on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations anything that you might be grateful for. We'd love to hear that as well. So in the meantime, until next week, folks, I wish you all, as I said, a wonderful Thanksgiving Day, a wonderful week, and all soul blessings. Thank you for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.